Christ. It is again that God has blessed us and kept us to see and witness another family.
Even through this preached word, was in the name of Jesus, we pray, church.
trust and believe for the sake of the amen.
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 As you take your seats, amen.
Amen.
Great old love that no man can this man will lay down his life for his friends. That's what Jesus did for each and every one of us. I want to talk about that word that all of us, I don't care who you are, how long you've been in church, you deal with it. It doesn't matter whether you're a preacher, whether you're a deacon, whether you sit in the pew, wherever you are, whether you play the instrument, everybody, somebody say everybody. Everybody deals with temptation. We used to sing a song a long time ago, yield not to temptation. For yielding is sin. And you got to get this. See, the sin is not temptation itself, but it's when you give into it. Y'all might not want to admit it, but we all have an addiction. I got quiet right there. I said, we all have an addiction. Something that calls your name and gets your attention. But there's a cigarette calling your name. You gotta leave the building. Go get on the corner. I don't care how cold it is. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. You will see it in some reason to wear the apartment and it's smoking. How do I know? Because I did it for myself. Until God freed me off it.
Other than the cloud and all cast through the sea.
And we're all baptized into Moses in the cloud and the sea. And then all eat the same spiritual food. But the Bible says here that even though their pastor was Moses, God was teaching them how to follow him. In the wilderness wanderings, he was establishing relationships. Somebody say relationship. He was establishing relationship between himself and his people. He was doing it through his pastor, Moses. Moses was a good pastor. The Bible says that a 2-week journey took 40 years. The reason that it took so long was these 5 temptations. Can I go into them real quick? The Bible says, and they drink in verse number 4, the same spiritual drink, and they drank out of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Isn't it strange that you can go to the same church, hear the same preached word, hear it from the same preacher? I've been pastoring faith now coming up on 20 years. And I've been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the Bible says here, even though they were there for 40 years, after it was all said and done, there were still many that God wasn't well pleased. I believe after 20 years of preaching the same word, there's still some foreign faith.
Preach that.
That God ain't well pleased. Y'all gonna be quiet on that. Talk back to them if you can. Yeah. Let's just see why. The verse number 6 says, now these things were our examples. He's telling us these things that they did that we're not to do or fall prey to. In verse number 6 he says, to the intent that they should lust after evil things. I'm going to talk about lust for a minute. What you must need to know is lust. It's a strong craving, a desire, or it's uncontrollable that when it calls your name, you got to answer. Lust will blind you. When you want something so bad, you will hurt, steal, cheat, doesn't matter who you step on to get it. Whatever it takes, lust will make you go after it. Doesn't matter whose feelings you hurt, who you have to talk to, you will lie to you, y'all ain't gonna say nothing. And notice this, if that wasn't bad enough, they were craving the evil things. Can I name them? The first one we see right here in verse number 7, neither be ye idolaters as some of them were. Somebody say idolatry. What you must need to know is that they built a calf. They took off their rings and their silver and they melted it down and they formed this calf. And they began to worship this calf. And I feel that in my spirit. We don't do that. Yes, we do. We got idolaters in the church. I want you to go back and look at your bank statement. Whatever you spend the most money in, that's your Bible. Oh, y'all got quiet right here. Yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But somebody is clothes. Because you worship yourself. You're going to get quiet right here. Now, when you see that pair of shoes, you got to have it. Ah, you're going to get quiet. No, they don't. I'm going to preach anyhow. They had idols of wood. We got idols of wood. It's called our houses. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. I'm talking to one day. I ain't going to meet. I gotta stay home and clean my house. Oh, somebody say, oh, you can't say amen, say oh. I'm gonna stay home and clean my house. Lord, that rest of your house gonna be dirty when you get back. You just well gonna go to your meeting. We got idols of metal. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. We wash our idols. We shine our idols. They call our vehicles. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Come on, somebody. We make our idols. We, You can call me on my cell phone. See, that night in
Yeah.
raise children. There's an unspoken rule like this. I don't know if it's changed. I ain't been on a dating scene in a long time. When if I'm the guy and I put out, we might get about one or two dates. But if I put out, I don't expect you to put out. Are you going to get quiet right here? Gotta say right here, young lady, I don't care how much he puts out until he put a ring on it. I said until he put a ring on it. There ain't no test drives. You can test drives on no test ball.
But don't question his sovereignty.
book of Genesis, the same when he tempted Eve, the first thing he wanted to do is for her to worship God. He said, have God see. When you question God, you're saying, God, you don't know what you're doing.
That's right.
When you question God, you're saying, I know more about what I ought to be doing than you do, God. Okay. I told you, yeah, I said it again, it's all right to ask God to question, but it is not all right to question God.
Amen.
Somebody say, but you don't need to ask me why. For time's sake, I can stay right there, but for time's sake, neither murder. Some of the most complainingest people, this is the temptation that I want you to start staying away from. Some of the most complainingest people are church folk. They complain about the message. They complain about how long the church is. They complain about the music. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Amen. Got to sit right there complaining all about VO ministry. Y'all think I got it mixed up. You think that we need a complaining ministry. I don't need a complaining ministry. I hear you saying. Those people complain about food. Let me tell you something. God took them out there. The Bible says that he fed them with manna. Manna means, what is this? Every morning, manna of bread fell down from heaven. All they had to do was gather it up. They could make it. They could make cake. They could make biscuits. But after a while, the manna. It's a supernatural provision of God. They got tired of it. Oh, we got that today. We get tired and take God's supernatural provision for granted. I don't know some of y'all been thinking that he woke you up this morning. Oh, that supernatural provision, when he meets you with a brand new mercy, with no eyes wide open, then I'm calling out to people that got to do this. It ought to be, thank you, Jesus. I'm in my right mind. I got to talk to some folks over the fence. Church. Pray for your church. Don't complain. ministry of a pastor, you're damning your own soul. It's not the same, but it's just like the mother who holds the child from seeing her biological father. You think you've heard of him, but you've heard of her. Like you got a corner right there. I'm gonna say it again. When you hold that child from seeing their biological father, it makes them feel some kind of way about themselves. And when they hear you run them down, then they take it internally. I wish I could tell somebody. Stop talking about that child's father. Keep it in that talk. That child's father is in the child's life. Stop speaking life to the child's life. Say, he's going to get better. He's going to get better. Speak life. Let's say, speak life. Speak life. But we always speak death to our children. We always talk about what he ain't doing or what she ain't doing. Somebody say, speak life. I'm telling you about these temptations. And lastly, complaining is a big one. He says in verse 11, now all these things happen unto them for example, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Somebody say, here comes the solution. What do you do? What do you do? He said, first of all, how do you overcome temptation? I'm glad you asked. It's right here in verse number 13. He says, there have no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. The first thing you got to understand is whatever you're going through is not new. If you're going through it, somebody else is going through the same thing. Somebody say the same thing. So stop thinking that the world begins and ends with you, because it doesn't. If you're going through it, that means that somebody else has gone through it. Somebody else. In that same verse, he says, but God is faithful. That's another shout out right there. Somebody say, but God is faithful. What that says is, you can count on God. If God brings you to it, God will take you through it.
I'm gonna get caught. That's
how they gonna save us. But I'm talking about the ones that went in. You didn't intend for it to go that way. Can I say right here to the young lady, if you know that you're weak, why you gonna be alone with it? Why you gonna be alone with it? You know you're wrong. You know you're God gonna save us. You know you're wrong, but why you going back to the house and ain't gonna be nobody there but you and him? And how will you know if he respects you? You will know if he respects you if the all he want to be is in your company and not in your hands.